through 30 plus years of highs and lows, the twists and turns, and those classic bazooka swerves. This is the Strictly Sonic Show with CD-ROM 1019.
Episode Sonic Adventure 2 Battle Dark Side Story. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another phantasmical episode of the Strictly Sonic Show. It's your host, your boy, that dude with the Chaos Emerald, CD-ROM 1019, and baby, I was born this way. God, it's hot outside. Welcome back to part two of three episodes, where we'll be covering Sonic Adventure 2 Battle, and today we're ready to take a little walk on the dark side, because last week we covered the hero side story. So today we'll be covering the tracks that appear in the dark side story. There's actually a couple of them that appear in both stories, so kind of makes the track playlist a little shorter this week. I think I forgot to delete a few tracks from last week. Some of them are showing up where they should not be. But I'm sure I'll figure that out later. Welcome. Thank you for joining me. In case you're not aware with how Sonic Adventure 2 worked, you already got a pretty bumping soundtrack from the hero side of things, so now this week, I hope you're ready for a sound selection that is completely different. So, going with the theme of Sonic Adventure 2, the Dark Side story, like, very perfectly contrasts everything that you hear in the hero side story. Like, for the I don't know if you want to call it alternative rock that Sonic gets, Shadow has heavy rock bordering on metal. Rouge swaps out the hip hop in memorable raps from Hunted P for what I like to call smooth lady jazz, and Eggman swaps out whatever Tails had for whatever Eggman wants. Look, I'm not a composer. I can't give you good descriptions of everything. So. But it is all pretty different from what you heard last week, and that's basically the gist of things. I think I also need to get the Dark Side story synopsis up, because I was reading... Did I read it all from last week? I'm trying to remember what I did last week. I remember reading the Hero Side story last week. I don't remember if I read you any trivia. I guess I'll figure that out soon. The official track listing is also throwing these songs all out of order, which is not going to make my life any easier. So I just have to remember, or look up rather, the Dark Side stages. Here we go. Yes, so this will help me so that I give you, tracks that are, true to the original experience. So, like this, for instance. After Iron Gate, Shadow fought B3 Hot... Spider Troop B... was it Spider Troop? It was... I don't remember what troop it was. He fought B3X Hotshot, and I'm pretty sure that the music that played during Sonic's fight against Bigfoot is the exact same as the song that plays during the Hotshot. So that's a song that you won't be hearing this week. And that's going to happen a couple times. Like, we're not going to play the kart racing song again. A couple of the event songs you're probably not going to hear again. So, shorter track listing this week. Alright, I think I've got a listing here. So I might as well just queue up a few things here and get right into the music. As soon as I can find... Actually... Oh, duh, that's right. I have... That's what I have this page for. Haha! Okay, so... If Iron Gate is first, then it should be this track first, yes! And then... So yeah, so that track doesn't play. Oh, right! And that's when it plays... I'm sorry, don't mind me talking to myself. That's when it plays... Yes, this song. And then... is followed by... where'd it go? I had it. Oh yeah, this one right here. Cool! Alright, I think I got what I need. Alright, so, you've just played through the hero side story of Sonic Adventure 2 Battle, and you're ready for a little bit more. You're booting up the game, you're not even bothering to stop and listen to the introduction soundtracks anymore, and your first few moments within the dark side story may have sounded a little something like this. Alrighty, and that's your first few minutes of the Dark Side story. Minus the little snafu I had with the track, because that definitely sounded like it was two tracks mashed together, because it started playing one that I didn't expect it to start playing. So, sorry about that. In case you were wondering, though, what you did hear was, Remember Me for Iron Gate, Flying Freedom, the theme of Rouge, and then Bright Sound for Dry Lagoon, Way to the Base for Sand Oasis, or Sand Ocean, and then what I tried to play was called Three Black Noises. Oh, you know what? Okay. So I see what went wrong. The Three Black Noises is three tracks put together. It absolutely is. So it started playing the one that I wanted to, and then it was playing another track that you're not supposed to hear until the end of the game. So we'll come back to that one. And then you also heard Vengeance is Mine, which is the theme to a Radical Highway. By the way, did you ever notice, like, with the exception of City Escape, did you ever seem to notice just how much cooler Shadow's levels are than Sonic's in this game? Weird, huh? He just seems to get all the good levels. Radical Highway, Sky Chase, White Jungle is even arguably better. I don't know. It's subjective, I suppose. Alright, so I need to read you a synopsis of the Dark Side story, and then I also realized that I did not go over any trivia last week. And boy, is there a lot to cover. So let's go over this. The Dark Side story is as follows. The story begins with Eggman infiltrating Prison Island in search of the ultimate life form, Project Shadow, a weapon created by his grandfather, Gerald Robotnik. He finds the weapon inside a capsule, and by using a Chaos Emerald and the password Maria, he soon discovers that the weapon is a male hedgehog. The Doctor initially mistakes Shadow for Sonic and nearly fights him, but then Shadow proves himself by defeating the military guard fighter, Hotshot. After Shadow defeats him, he leaves heading for Space Colony Arc and tells Eggman to bring more emeralds with him and meet him on the Arc. Meanwhile, Rouge the Bad is fighting with Knuckles over who truly owns the Master Emerald. Eggman uses this to his advantage and attempts to take the Master Emerald for himself. Knuckles stops him by breaking the Master Emerald to the pieces, while Rouge and Knuckles have to hunt for the pieces of the Emerald. Rouge finds three pieces in Dry Lagoon. Later, Eggman goes back to his base to check up on things and watch the replay of the news. He then finds out that GUN robots are guarding his pyramid base. He destroys them and goes to the inside. While he's watching the replay, he discovers that Shadow has stolen a Chaos Emerald from the Federal Reserve, Bank yesterday, with everyone mistaking him for Sonic. The scene changes to where Shadow is leaving the bank when he has a flashback of what happened on Space Colony Arc, with him and his friend Maria Robotnik. He proceeds to speed down the highway, destroying any robot that gets in his way. And that covers what you just heard. Now let's cover a little bit of what you're about to hear. He later sees Sonic, explains to Sonic who he is, and leaves. The next day, Rouge decides to infiltrate Eggman's base. To do so, she has to find three keys. Meanwhile, Dr. Eggman and Shadow are on board the Ark, and Shadow tells Eggman about the Space Colony Ark and the power of the Eclipse Cannon. He puts in the two Chaos Emeralds. They return to the base as Rouge finds the last key. Rouge persuades her conditions... What the freak? This isn't good writing. Rouge persuades her conditions to Eggman into helping her by who wrote this? What the freak? By helping giving her a Chaos Emerald and telling him where three other emeralds were. Before the deal is closed, she introduces herself to Shadow. Shadow, Eggman, and Rouge head for the prison island where the three Chaos Emeralds are. Eggman breaks through the security system and fights Tails, who happens to be nearby. Rouge finds three Chaos Emeralds and defeats another military fighter, however the fight leaves her locked inside the room. Shadow rushes through the jungle, plants the bomb, fights Sonic, ends it in a tie, with neither of them winning because Shadow has to escape the jungle before it blows up, grabs Rouge, and warps onto the Ark. Okay then, let me go over a little bit of trivia for this game that you probably didn't know about before moving into the next few tracks. Did you know that the two driving levels in the game's story, Route 101 and Route 280, are named after real-world U.S. highways? In Tales' Mission Street level, it is possible to knock over small three-wheeled cars reminiscent of parking attendants in real-life San Francisco. Developers of the game occasionally were ticketed by these cars and allowed them to be destroyed in the game as a form of revenge. They have, however, acknowledged that the parking attendants were just doing their job. In the Good Hedgehog, Evil Hedgehog TV commercial, the Evil Hedgehog section is a spoof of Jurassic Park as the Evil Hedgehog ate the cow as it was lowered, similar to how the Velociraptor ate the cow in Jurassic Park. I have no idea what they're talking about. This is the first Sonic game to have swearing in the English track. Really now? Swear words can be heard in the lyrics of the main theme of Knuckles the Echidna and in the lyrics for the background music of some stages he goes through. I.e. deeper. This was also the main reason why the GameCube version has a lyrics warning on the ESRB tag. Now, if you're ever wondering about that, now you know. In the game, Eggman blows up half of the moon, but in later games with cutscenes and outer space scenes, most notably in Shadow the Hedgehog and Sonic Colors, it is still perfectly intact. In Colors, it's actually shot out again. Also, the Earth does not appear to have any gravitational stress by the destruction of half of the moon. However, as recently confirmed by Takashi Iizuka of Sonic Team at Sonic Boom 2013, in all later games after Sonic Adventure 2, the moon is actually still blown up. However, from Sonic Heroes onwards, you are just looking at it from the opposite side of the moon. The part that Eggman blew up is on the opposite side of the world. So if you went across the world, you'd see the destroyed section of the moon. Yeah, okay, Iizuka. That's not how rotation and revolution works, but let's just go with it. Sonic Adventure 2 is the only game where Sonic wears the 2G high-speed shoes in order to promote soap, which the 2G high-speed shoes were based on, and the new extreme sport freestyle grinding that the shoes were made for. There are also many billboards, blimps, and benches in the game that advertise the shoes. The 2G high-speed shoes themselves are custom version of the Scorcher Nitro soap shoe. While Shadow wears a pair of custom broadside soap shoes, as grinding, or soaping, debuted as an important new gameplay element. Let's see, how many more facts do I want to give you here? I'll give you a few more. This is the first non-spin-off game where Dr. Eggman is playable. This is the first game in which Eggman points a gun at somebody. In a cutscene mentioned above, the pilot of the helicopter identifies himself in a military talk as Sigma Alpha 2, which translates from Greek as SA2, the game's initials. Shadow was originally deemed dead after the events of Last Story, but his reception from fans caused him to return to the series. Go figure. And the last one for now, this is the last main series Sonic game on a Sega console, since Sega eventually withdrew from the console market after the release of Sonic Adventure 2. And now you know. All right, let's queue up some more songs. I need to first queue up a bumper. Let's see. That's the wrong section. This is the right section. That's also not the track, dummy. There you go. All right, where are we in music? So... right. What is the name of that track? Got it. Just put these in alphabetical order. And then... gosh, I should know what track comes next after each of these. Right. I knew that. Trespasser. Okay. Your next few songs coming up. Don't go anywhere. Stick around.
In the making. This is the Strictly Sonic Show, only on Radio Sega.
welcome back. Don't mind me if I'm taking a little, if I'm kind of just a little all over the place. I'm kind of looking through the track list and making sure I'm not missing anything. Feels like I am. I'm seeing a few tracks that I'm not seeing in my list here, so I'm going to have to look over what these are. And I really hope they weren't that important. Either way, what you just heard was Lovely Gate 3. That was for Headquarters. And then Trespasser for Lost Colony. Crush 'Em All for Weapons Bed. I'm a Spy for Security Hall. And then finally Rhythm and Balance for White Jungle. Some cool names for even cooler tracks. Okay, let's continue our story. That's the wrong tab. There we go. Later, Eggman is broadcasted on the televisions everywhere, and it is revealed to all he's being taped from the Ark. Half of the station comes off, which reveals a long pointer called the Eclipse Cannon, which shoots out a powerful beam, destroying half of the moon. Then, there is a timer on the screen saying 24 hours until mass destruction. At the Ark, Rouge explains that she knows where the location of the last Chaos Emerald is, with Tails, Shadow, and Rouge... Shadow and Rouge try to catch the tornado, which is Tails' plane. Rouge can't catch up in her car, and Shadow can't catch them in Skyrail. They head back to the Ark to tell Eggman. By this time, Knuckles has unlocked the entrance to Eggman's bay, so Eggman summons his Egg Golem. However, Sonic damages the head of the Golem, causing it to turn on Eggman. Eggman has to destroy his Egg Golem to pass. A while later, he and Shadow, who are still on the pyramid, discover that Shadow and his friends are on the Ark. Rouge soon discovers that Knuckles is on a small planet with the pieces of the Master Emerald. She finds half of the pieces. Then they fight. It is a draw, and she gives the pieces to Knuckles. Let's see. Okay, yep, and then the last part of the story will continue from there. So, again, to note, there's a couple of songs that will not be playing this time around. Like, I'm not going to play the kart racing song again, otherwise known as the track that you hear for Route 101 and Route 280. Don't need to. Also not going to play Masters of the Desert, which is the song that plays during the fight with the Egg Golem. Already played that last week. So, yeah. That being said, let me cue up this next music break, which will start with music from Skyrail. As soon as I remember... Oh, yeah, Actually, I'm wrong. It'll start with Event Conquest. And then it'll go to Skyrail, which I still don't know the name of. And now I do. There it is. Okay, so let me grab that. And then from there, it went to Masters of the Desert, but that's not going to play. And then... Oh, nice. And then this one. Okay, I got a couple things queued up. This might be a shorter music break. We'll see. So stick around and enjoy the music. Wait till we come back. would you believe... I should probably take this down a little bit more. Would you believe that we are already almost done with the Dark Side soundtrack? Boy, that goes a lot quicker when you've taken out all the extra tracks that you played last week, huh? Just a few more levels left, but for now, more on the story and then more on the trivia, because there is a bit more trivia to go through here. After the fight with between Rouge and Knuckles, Eggman has kidnapped Amy Rose. A while later, Eggman discovers Tails and Sonic rushes into the room where he was in. Eggman shoots Sonic out of an escape capsule, which is going to explode, and then confronts Tails. Despite the young fox's best effort, Eggman takes the real emerald. Meanwhile, Shadow witnesses Rouge attempting to take over the other six emeralds and exposes her as a government agent. Rouge then proceeds to show him the results of Project Shadow, with the picture showing an entirely different being. She then asks Shadow if the picture shows the real ultimate life form. Then she wonders who or what is standing in front of her. Eggman contacts Shadow, declaring that someone is attempting to get to the Eclipse Cannon and orders him to stop them before the cannon fires again. Shadow finds it to be none other than Sonic, who he fights and defeats one last time. Meanwhile, Eggman inserts the last Chaos Emerald into the Eclipse Cannon. While he is cheering over his apparent victory, a nearby monitor turns on forebodingly. And that concludes the Dark Side story. You'll hear the soundtrack equivalent of that shortly. A couple of comments that I didn't read in the Discord, by the way. Third says, I love flying around Rouge's levels, just exploring and enjoying the music. Yes, that's a very fun thing to do if you weren't being timed for it. And during Eggman's theme song, Dragonmerc said, really love this track, very true to Eggman's nature and personality. Yes, very true. Very, very true. Okay, let's catch you up on more of the trivia here. Did you know, if one were to go to the theme select in the options menu and rotate the control stick clockwise for a few moments until hearing a chime sound, they would then see a picture of the president's secretary and should be able to select the secretary's theme. Green Hill Zone returns as an unlockable stage, which marks its big comeback in recent Sonic games, as it had not been seen since Sonic Jam. The stage's background music is a remix version of the original song, and when Sonic destroys an enemy, which are the first Badniks instead of gun robots, the same sound effects from the original game are played instead of the usual sound effects. In the Man Space level for Rouge, there are two Easter eggs. First, the player must go under the starting platform to its base and kick open the iron box, where they will find a blue defense item container from the Dreamcast game Phantasy Star Online Episode 1 and 2. Also, the player should go to the outlying platform with a circle of rings and two iron boxes. They have to kick open the nearest iron box there. They will see a green medical technique item container from the same aforementioned RPG. In the Chao Garden, there is a glitch that makes it possible to reuse an animal or Chaos Drive, from action stages multiple times on a single Chao. While holding your animal, go as close to your Chao as possible without giving it the animal. Then simply drop the animal in front of the Chao, and if done correctly, the Chao will not only do the level-up animation, but its stats will go up as if you actually handed the animal over to the Chao. Only now, you can pick up the animal again. This can be done with Chaos Drives, and can be used to quickly raise your Chao's stats. Also in the Chao Garden, one of the shows that's shown on the garden's little TV, achieved by winning all challenge races, features a big mustached orange cat, Robotnik, chasing a speedy little blue mouse, Sonic. This is a spoof of the classic cartoon show, Tom and Jerry. It is believed that Tails, Rouge, and Shadow were not originally planned to be playable due to the fact that they did not make a significant appearance in the trailers until towards the end of production. Shadow was originally going to be named Tyrios, Reflection of, and Rouge was going to be Nails, in direct contrast to Knuckles. The prototype names can still be found within the game's files. In the Chao Garden, some characters will say untranslated lines, mostly Tails and Eggman. Also, the Chao in the Chao Kindergarten sing songs in Japanese. Like Sonic Adventure, in the original Dreamcast version of the game, if you insert the disc into a PC, then special wallpapers will be available to download as an Easter egg. As well as that, there is a list of main series Sonic games prior to Sonic Adventure 2, although Sonic the Hedgehog CD is absent from the list. It reads... Oh dear. It reads series title, Sonic the Hedgehog 1991, Sonic the Hedgehog 2 1992, Sonic the Hedgehog 3 1994, Sonic and Knuckles 1994, Sonic Jam 1997, Sonic Adventure for Japan 1998, Sonic Adventure 1998, Sonic Adventure Sonic Adventure 1999, Sonic Adventure International 1999, and Sonic Adventure 2 The Trial 2000. Oh dear, there's a whole lot more to go here. I'm gonna leave this big chunk for the last story episode, because there's a lot of trivia actually left here that I didn't think there was. So that'd probably be a good place to stop there. All right, let's play the remaining tracks, and then I'll give everybody back their day. Yeah, this went by pretty quick today. Hang on one second. Is this, what track is this? For God's sake, there it is. All right, Cannon's Core, so that's not it. I need the track list again. Whee! Always fun. Oh, right, okay. So I need to put up a jingle first. Music. No. Oh, this mouse is killing me. All right, there we go. So there's that. And then... Ooh, really? Okay. Not a lot left. Jeez, I think these are the final three tracks, honestly. For today, anyway. Let me just make sure. Yeah, it looks like it. Okay, final three tracks for today. Stick around.
Of Sonic the Hedgehog. You're listening to the Strictly Sonic Show.
nobody can tell you. You live an endless life forever. All the diamonds, the doozies in the dusk, throw it all away. You see a light wherever you go. You have to face it again and again.
Folks, that's gonna do it. That is what remained of the Dark Side Story soundtrack after we had removed the tracks that we had already played from last week. And I've cleaned up the playlist, and there are about 20 more tracks left over that we will be playing next week when we cover Last Side Story and everything else in between. That'll be pretty cool because we'll cover like the Chow tracks, some of the multiplayer tracks, and of course cover the music that plays during Last Side Story, including the one track you've all been waiting to hear since I said we were going to cover this game last week. So yeah, that'll do it for today. So might as well cover what's happening next week. Well, I kind of just did. Sonic Adventure 2 Battle, Last Side Story, plus Chow and Miscellaneous, and then afterwards, what does come after Sonic Adventure 2? I think it was Sonic Advance, right? Wait, no, I already covered Sonic Advance, didn't I? Oh god, I'm so lost. Hold on. No, I didn't. Wait a minute. You know why I get that mixed up? Because of the Game Boy that was in the GameCube version of this game. All right, so Sonic Adventure 2 was June 19th, 2001, depending on where it was released. Let's see. Sonic Advance was December 20th, 2001. Okay, so Sonic Advance, I believe, is next. And then afterward, I think, is Sonic Heroes. It was 2 years later. Well, I have time to check. But 2 weeks from now is going to be Sonic Advance after we finish covering Sonic Adventure 2. And the soundtracks only get better from there. They get pretty cool, so make sure that you're here to see them or hear them. And some more good news. So a few weeks ago, I mentioned that we'd be starting Chaos Control Center on Twitch. I kind of missed the mark on that. Announced that a little too early. We weren't ready. But tomorrow, Friday, August 6th, 2021, we are finally indeed ready to debut Chaos Control Center on twitch.tv/chaoscontrolchannel. We're really excited about this, so if you're not doing anything tomorrow and subsequently Fridays following, make sure you bring yourself to twitch.tv/chaoscontrolchannel and hang out with myself and BDX the Bad Influence as we talk about all things pop culture, technology, gaming, and whatever the hell else. It's going to be a good time, so make sure you're there, please. And don't forget to join the Chaos Control Community Discord. All right, I'm going to let you all go. Thank you very much for joining me. And I don't know if the rundown bot's working. I'm not going to try. I kind of forgot how to end the show here. Hold on. I'm gonna make sure I covered all my bases. I think I did. All right, yeah. So I've covered everything. Let me play the other version of this song. All right, so as always, thank you one and all for hanging out with me today. And don't forget to be here tomorrow, or to be on Twitch tomorrow, and to be here next week for more Sonic Adventure 2. But until then, this has been That Dude with the Chaos Emerald Seed here. I'm 1019 saying to you, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, goodbye, where the hell you are on Earth. Make it a freaking good one, and I will see you in the streams. Take care. Bye-bye.